The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. For us who have faith in Jesus, Peter's confession is also our own. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ is, in the Greek, the word for the Hebrew Messiah, meaning anointed one. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit when at his baptism the Father's voice was heard declaring, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is the Son of David. He is the Christ. He is the King. That's what it means to be the anointed one. He is the King. And as a king, Jesus came to establish a kingdom, not to restore the old Davidic kingdom, but to fulfill what David's kingdom signified, to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. When Pontius Pilate interrogated Jesus, he asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" How did Jesus reply? Jesus responded saying, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." Many in our day believe that the kingdom of heaven is remote or distant. Many in our day believe that the kingdom of heaven does not belong to this world and therefore does not exist in this world. However, this is not true. The kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, may not belong to this world, but it does exist, and it exists in this world. After the death of John the Baptist, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom that is at hand is not a kingdom that is distant. To say that the kingdom is at hand is to say that it is close, that it is coming. In fact, Jesus did establish his kingdom on earth. Catechism paragraph 567 says, quote, "The kingdom of heaven was inaugurated on earth by Christ. This kingdom shone out before men in the world, in the works and in the presence of Christ. The church is the seed and beginning of this kingdom. Its keys are entrusted to Peter," end quote. My dear family in Christ Jesus, this is what is so significant about our gospel today. If we fail to understand that Jesus is a king, if we fail to understand his mission to establish a kingdom, then not only will we fail to understand today's gospel passage, but we will fail to understand the whole proclamation of the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, when Peter confesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus responds by saying to Peter, "I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." This is Old Testament language for installing someone in an official government position. It is the language used in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah for the official government position known as the master of the palace or the steward. Recall the first reading we heard just a moment ago. We heard these words from Isaiah spoken about Eliakim. "He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open." Jesus is intentionally using the same language as Isaiah to indicate to us that he is establishing a kingdom. And Simon, who is now called Peter, is going to have the important job of being the master of the palace, holding the keys to the kingdom, being a father figure to the new Jerusalem. We profess, I confess, and believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. This church that is established by Jesus, the anointed Son of David, who suffered and died, was buried, rose and ascended to the Father. This church, Christ Jesus, now reigns as King over this church. My King and your King. I know that this is Christ's church because Pope Leo, the successor to Peter, is our visible head, the steward of the gospel. The kingdom is still in the process of coming. We await the glorious day when Jesus comes again, at which time the kingdom will come into its glory. But we receive a small taste of the joy of this glory in the Holy Eucharist. So let us now turn our minds to the Messiah, the King, and prepare our hearts to be a worthy throne for the King of glory. Jesus, my King, reign in my heart. Amen.